The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, for we have put the bread there. We have put the word there. We have put it there. And it has to come forth. Yeah, it has to come forth. And we know Vekaba kwa achise kere de patina dipi potelufa. Repani kino kosufa radatina kania chalefo. For this day I have separated this day to reach the unreached. To reach the unreached. To reach into the crevices of the rock, to say the things that must be said in a way that they ought to be said, to say the things that must be heard in a way that a certain souls must receive them. So I have brought you forward. I have brought you forward to begin it. To begin it, for I have separated today to complete cleansing, to complete cleansing, to perfect cleansing, to perfect cleansing, to ensure that purification is accomplished, to ensure that purification is accomplished. Oh, I have put the word there. I have put the word there. Speak it forth. Speak it forth. Speak it forth, says the Spirit.
Lord, I receive mercy. As you have said, we receive every word that is apportioned for this moment. Receive grace to hear what you have to say. Lord, I receive mercy to speak as a faithful servant. I receive mercy to say words that you have put in my mouth. I receive mercy. I receive mercy. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. My heart went to John chapter 1. Would see verse 4 and verse 12. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And our mommy was saying yesterday to us that this light is the light that made God who he is. Is the very light of God that should inform how man should live. You know, Daddy said something one time and said, at this point, there is no longer man. What we have now is lesser than the man in the heart of God. And even that's the man we know, like we have heard in this meeting, cannot see the face of God. And God has ordained that man will live by the light of his face. So it's like a mathematical equation that there is no solution to. But one thing that gives me so much faith in this season, I'm speaking to, like we have heard the prophecy said, some of us who feel that what they are saying is actually for some people and not for us. We don't have enough faith to look into the matter. You are afraid to look into this matter because something is telling you, and that something is Satan, that is not meant for you, it's for somebody else. All of us in this meeting, in fact, every believer who believes in the name of Jesus, who just takes that first step of believing, is meant to live by the light that exudes from his face. In him was life. Mommy said yesterday that life is eternal life. It's not even everlasting. They had to step it down. Then that life is to be the economy of men. So it means that this life that is in God should tell us when to wake up, when to sleep, how to eat, what to eat. should tell us how to live life, because Jesus said, your will be done in earth. So when our daddies and mommies have been saying that we have to live eternal life in the days of our flesh, it does not mean that we'll be walking on the air. We know that, Abby. It means that this life must distill to our daily living. That is not just piety. It's that an economy will break forth. You know, somebody gave an analogy one day and said, like a joke, said, he got married newly, and the first meal that his wife would serve him, they were eating with fish. He grew up with eating head. The head of the house eats head of fish. You understand? Or head of anything, head of any animal that is killed. There are families like that, where the head is for the head of the house. Yes. Well, some people say, I'm the head and not the tail. But the wife he married was raised with an opposite economy. The head should eat the most fattened part of the animal. So any part that has the most flesh should be the head of the house's portion. So when the wife brought tail for him, can you imagine how much insult that new head of the house? You know, sisters, you don't know brother until you marry them. All the nice thing he's doing to you now, he will naturally ebb it out. He's not trying to fake. Don't say he's faking. No. It is because he was cutting you. Then you are caught. Some wives are saying that their husband disappointed. I said, he didn't disappoint you. You had a dream that is not real. Don't expect your husband to be what he was when he was cutting you. Jesus will not keep cutting us. Do you know that? Oh, only few people are answering. Don't you know that when we get born again, newly, before we ask, they give. Abby? That's cutting. Jesus is trying to woo you. My life is wonderful. My life is sweet. Before you ask, he's there. Before you do. By the time you are coming into maturity, they want to bring you to responsibility. They have to cut those things down. So husbands should not pamper their wives. This life must distill to our lights. It's not the same expectation that your Muslim cousin is having of her husband that you should have of your husband. Life of God should give you a different economy. That is living eternal life. So if this life is not distilling to all these things, and just only be a Danny, like mommy said yesterday, we are only having head knowledge, no life to replicate it. So it means that this life that is in God, God is not waiting for you to become an heavenly body to live it. That is why he said in verse 12, he came unto his own. Christ will come to his own. That he said that his own is not Israel. We are the one. But because there is a law at work in us that is against his life, he said his own received him not. May we not be fulfiller of this scripture. Amen. See, but. Say, but. It means this but are still part of his own. As many as received him, to them gave he power. Say, power. That power is light. You know, light is power. In all faith, in all ramification, power is light. To them that receive him, he wants to give power. But how many of us will wait to receive power? Because power cannot be received until we have waited. Even the power of the Holy Ghost, he had to tell his disciples that he has raised already to wait until they are endued. There is a waiting before receiving. We don't get born again and receive power immediately. In fact, as we have received so much on this mountain, we have to wait with what we have heard. Waiting with what we have heard is that you will look into. It's not just that we'll listen to the message in passing. That we will wait to receive power means that we'll take time to look into these things. The way Mommy Ellie was teaching yesterday, was it not drawing you? It's because she's a waiter. And we will always wait. We will always, there is no time where we will not wait to receive power, because there are different levels and grades of power. This power is light, is enlightenment, is knowledge. When we have received the power of Christ, we are to become something from the power of Christ. Just as we became something from the power of the Holy Spirit. Before we become sons of God, these sons of God are sons of men, in whom is that life in verse 4. In him is life. These sons have this life already. That's why they are sons. They are statues of that life. Because now they have his name, his nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The commandment in my heart this morning is that don't leave this mountain without cutting some covenants. It's only them who wait on the Lord that their strength will be renewed, or that their strength will be exchanged. Or it is only those who wait that will be endued. It's the same promise. After this meeting, let's take time out to wait on the Lord. It should not just be business as usual. We go to life campaign, we go to beacon, you know, there's that language around us. You go to that meeting, you go to that meeting, you go to that meeting. We should be becoming. Things should be exchanged in us. From him to us, from us to him. Else, when the wind will blow, the image that is within us is what we cleave to. So use everything you've been hearing in this meeting. Use it to become something. Take notes. Go back to them. Use it. Tell somebody. Say, use it to become. Because there is something in God's heart that you will be the man that can live by the light of his face. It is possible, no matter where you are coming from, no matter the experience you have had, no matter how much the enemy has battered you, you are not the worst. Say, I am not the worst. And you have predestination, like Mommy was telling us yesterday. You have been predestined to live by the light of his face. We all have that capacity in us. The seed is in you to live by the light of his face. Hallelujah. We all are meant to live by the light of his face. Give me John chapter 1 and I'll round off there this morning. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Pause. In verse 1. I want to say to us, we children of this message, all our parents that we are looking at in our front have done these things. They have heard and heard and heard until they saw by what they were hearing. If they can do it, we can do it too. Their joy is that they want to see us better than them. It's not that I want to share revelation more than them. It is that we will become. John chapter 1 verse 12. That is the most important thing. You know, Daddy said so many years ago. He said it's possible to be a stature, an elder in this message without holding mic. And you who is holding mic, you are a baby. And somebody who is hearing you is a stature. So we are hearing. We must convert hearing to sin. Which means that word will become an information for living. It's not to show, but to turn from within. That when they astray us in the spirit, you know, there are some engines, when you pass through them, they are not seeing your skin, they are not seeing your flesh, they are only seeing your skeleton. Do you know that? Do you know that when God is looking at us from heaven like this, he's not seeing how pretty you are in the face. He's not seeing how figure eight your shape is. I'm talking to sisters. He's seeing soul, thoughts, intention. He's not seeing anything less than that. We are the one that relates with flesh. God doesn't relate with flesh. So if you know you are here, your heart is following, it's not showing, don't worry. Keep pressing. People are saying, actually, is this one even following? How is it? They say, come and talk. He cannot even talk. Don't worry. Keep following. Because what God is seeing is different from what man is seeing. And in this season, may we appreciate him much more than what people say about us. I had a cousin one time who repeated twice. You know, there was a time when repeating class was a terrible thing. Very shameful. Some people will even want to kill themselves because they were asked to repeat. And when I was growing, if you fail mathematics in the school where if you pass have A1 in all subjects and you fail maths, you will repeat the class. So people had to repeat. But you know what? One thing that our dad, my uncle, did that I will not forget for life was he called his daughter. He said, this is in six years, you are spending 8 years. I am your father. What I say about you matters. You are not a failure. Don't worry. Do it again. You will be better. Do you know that after that session, she started having 80%. I'm not telling you story. I'm telling you first-hand experience. She started having 80, 90%. What's locked up? In God. God says we all can climb this mountain. We can hear. Are you hearing? We can see. It's possible. Keep laboring. Keep praying. Keep looking into. And then very soon, you will have enough strength to look upon. Then it will not end there. You will handle. Handling is that it's becoming part of you. You know, it doesn't also end there. There you'll be brought to a fellowship because you have become something. If they say your lecturers are meeting now, you can't enter the place. You know why? It's not because you are not human being. You are not in their fellowship. Even if you stand there, they say serve drink. If they are talking, you can't put your mouth. Abi? Because you are not in their fellowship. God wants to bring us into his discourse. You can do it. Say, I can do it. If the word says things about us and we believe, why do we struggle to believe what God says? At times, Satan tells you, you are not okay. And the Holy Spirit says, you are okay. Then we just relax, so I'm not okay. This time, start cooperating with the thoughts that the Holy Spirit puts in you. Even if you are not feeling it, you are not a sensual being. At times, because they want to deliver us from senses, they make us feel differently and tell us different things. The Holy Spirit says something different and it allows you to feel different. You feel bad about your sister. The Holy Spirit said, no, she's your sister. Greet her very well. You are not a sensual being. Say, I'm not sensual.
I'm not sensual.
We will become. Amen. This life will become our light. Can we begin to pray this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.